IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
We are asking about why is it such a shock for certain rabbis to be now pushing for hostage negotiations. Well, joining us on the line, we welcome once again Elliot Cohen, Israel-based strategist and communications consultant. Elliot, good afternoon to you. Thanks once again, and as always, for taking your time to join us on the show.
Afternoon. How are you?
No, great, Elliot. Trust you keeping well. And again, thanks for taking the time to join us to discuss this article that's appeared in today's in the Times of Israel. In an apparent U-turn, several leading religious Zionist rabbis call for a hostage deal. Well, what was happening before? Well, why this U-turn all of a sudden? Take us through that.
Okay, first of all, there isn't really any U-turn. If you read carefully what they've written, they've written that they are all for responsible deal, which has been the case all the time. On one hand, certain segments of the population who tend to be anti-right and anti-religious have vilified a lot of these rabbis unjustifiably, you know, for having different opinions. And I'm very happy to see that the rabbis have come out again, but this time with a positive spin on what they have to say, instead of being negative and saying we can't give in to some kind of reckless agreement with terrorists. They're coming with a positive message of saying we have to do whatever we can and have a responsible agreement and do what we can. On top of that, I can add, I read some further interviews with some of the rabbis who were signed on that, and they got into some of the details. For example, they really think that the government is not lip service. They really think the government has not been doing enough. What they mean by that is not that they need to continue to kowtow to what the terrorists are demanding. They believe that you need to put more pressure on the terrorists, and part of putting more pressure on them is cutting back on the humanitarian aid that's giving them strength to withstand some of the ravages of the war and all that. And they're saying we're not doing enough to really put them on their knees to agree with whatever we dictate, rather than them sitting and dictating, because they're still apparently too comfortable.
Elliot, I get the impression from the article that there was some political influence regarding this this move by the rabbis.
I don't think so. What political influence did you
from certain sectors from certain sectors of the Israeli of the government?
Well, again, I think that there are a lot of people. Let's put it this way. Let's put the things in the proper perspective. Mm-hmm. To begin with, it was never a question of there were people who were for or against doing the utmost to get the release of the hostages. Everybody is for that. Rightists, ultra rightists and all that. The question is, though, whether it means, you can give in to anything. I mean, what if the terrorist said, give us some settlements along the border, too? So you're going to say, okay, to release them, we'll also give up Israeli land or something. I mean, you have to have red lines no matter what you do. So the question was more, what are the red lines? And there was a big, difference insofar as the pressure that Israel should have put on the other side, in the negotiations. For example, right, the fact that they should have put them more under the gun and put them in a position where they'd be begging for whatever we dictate rather than them dictating the terms.
Elliot, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us to give us your views as to what exactly transpired here regarding this apparent U-turn. As you've mentioned, you clarified what that meant about the rabbis now pushing for hostage negotiations. Elliot Cohen, Israel-based strategist and communication consultant.